Those who have purchased Sundance Festival packages will be able to fulfill their tickets January 6th through the 9th. Local individual ticket sales began January 16th, and public individual ticket sales began January 21st. The festival holds a certain amount of tickets for each screening. Sundance Institute Managing Director Betsy Wallace says the hard part is figuring out how to properly balance the distribution of tickets.
It's a hard part on two fronts, which is trying to get the filmmakers and their teams in because it's their films and we want to make sure they get to see them and see their competitor films. But it's also our passes and pass holders wanting to have them slot in. You know, it's hard to understand what they may want to see. You know, we have a great slate of films, and we started announcing last Wednesday our feature films. We have close to 118 feature films.
Wallace also spoke about a challenge to the festival's Best of Fest program. This year, the Best of Fest will take place on Sunday, February 2nd, which will be the same night as the Super Bowl.
With Monday, we found that less people stayed, and we really wanted people to understand and enjoy the films that were being selected and jury awards, so we wanted to push them up to Sunday and just see if we can get better attendance. It really is something we're prideful of, and it really fell off on Monday. And it could be for a variety of reasons. You know, we have Super Bowl last year, and Monday everybody left for that. But we've moved it up to Sunday to see how we do this year.
Wallace says competing with the Super Bowl usually results in about a 15% drop in tickets. This year will also be the final festival for John Cooper in his role as film festival director. Cooper will serve as director emeritus for the 40th anniversary of the festival in 2 years. Cooper will also be a key designer for the new building and programming to come to the Arts and Culture District.
He's one of those guys that has such a creative side to him that it's like he's envisioned this for years. And finally, the dam has opened and he said, let me just tell you how we're going to do it. And it's just lovely to see.
The organization is actively looking for Cooper's replacement. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.